Prabhupada mentioned that when you're chanting a 6-minute rounds for like an experienced chanter, it's quite normal. Of course, most important is hearing the holy names. We do the timing just also to see. Yesterday I was, when I was in Korea, I was just chanting with some devotees there, and the one lady was taking 22 minutes to chant one round. And so then we went through a number of things to find out why. Finally we realized that she would chant on each speed, you know, 2 or 3 times. She didn't go forward every time. Apart from chanting she was also chanting very slowly for various reasons. So, and she was mentioning how she couldn't finish her, do more than 4 rounds a day at that rate. But actually she was giving like maybe 12 rounds a day. So, time, attention, different things. We see that. We don't have so much time today. In the 7th canto, 5th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 23rd and 24th verses, in the section on Kirtana, it mentions, Harinama, Harinama, Harinamaiva, Kevalam, Kalova, Nasteva, 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 Gacharanyasa. Quote, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means to deliver us is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Unquote. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful, but especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is the most powerful. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajat. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yagyai sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumeda saha. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the Shastras, namely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There are 16 names and 32 syllables. So see, only one or two people are chanting a little bit slow. Nothing too extreme. As far as holding the beat, seems everybody best way of holding is the middle finger and the thumb, and seem 99% everybody was doing that. One or two maybe were holding in the tip of the finger. In the one of the Samhitas, it mentions that chanting with fingertips does not give the full effect. Don't ask me why, but so the side of the fingers. If you see videos of Prabhupada chanting, you see how he would roll the bead on his finger, he'd feel the bead. The idea of the beads is that we feel them. We use our sense of touch to help our concentration. And the beads are also empowered. They get sanctified. Since everybody, please. No, yeah, I would appreciate it.
One time when we were in Vrindavan, somebody had lost their beads, and they got a new set. They asked me if I would ask Prabhupada if he would chant on them to sanctify them. And then Prabhupada said, "It is not the beads that are sanctified; it is the chanting." He said, "There's no need to chant on a new set of beads," but he did it anyway because the devotee wanted it. But he said, "It's not the beads that are sanctified; he said it's the chanting."
Maybe many lost their beats when they Prabhupada chanted in the beginning. In those days, all new beats.
The Prabhupada wouldn't let us put our beads on the floor.
Yeah.
I know that, but I'm saying the point is about having the guru chant on the beads is the sanctified chanting of the disciple.
Right. Well, yeah, he said once the guru chants on the beads for the disciple, even if they lose the beads, it's whatever bead they chant on, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That the disciple gets it, the blessing goes to the disciple, and then that. Yeah, I accept that. No problem. But if a disciple lose their beads, I take a fee, a fine, dakshina fine, and a free chance. So, side there. But it's actually not essential. The Prabhupada said that on some occasion.
Oh, maybe I could add one more comment. In 72, I remember Upendra, he asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, you know, sometimes when I'm chanting, my beats get all knotted up, and he has to take them out and unknot them. Is that a sign of inattentive chanting? And Prabhupada said, yes. Mm-hmm. Beats get all knotted up.
One sannyasi told me that one time he put his beads on the asana, and then Prabhupada said that that's also, you put your feet on the asana, so that's also putting your beads on the. My point was that once we chant on the beads and use in the meditation, that in the scripture it says there's different size beads, there's different things, that the beads themselves, not contradicting what you said about the guru, but the beads themselves, because they're used in the meditation, they have a certain sanctity themselves, and then and that sanctity and helps us in the chanting. It's a tool. We should be feeling the beads and respecting them from that point of view.
Mm. Yeah, well, I wasn't contradicting.
Okay, just adding point. Something additional.
It's another aspect.
So since we only have, usually we do like 4 or 5 rounds and we go through different exercises, but we only have time for one more. One of the things I can do is I could get help from Maharaj, and we could try to listen to the devotees chanting, or we could to see if everybody's pronouncing correctly. Would you like that?
Yes.
So we'll also time it. I need a timer, someone who can, because I'll be busy. And Maharaj, you can do that timing?
Yes.
How long you took to chant?
Just under 7 minutes.
All right. So chant a normal again. And let's see, this time the meditation we want to do, since we're not really having the time to go into all the things here, like in the end of this lesson about Kirtanam, Prabhupada mentions one should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ayi Mukta Kulaya Upasya Manam and the Ritta Tarshar Upagiya Manat. So one of these prayers is written by Rupa Goswami. It's called the Krishnanam Ashtakam. And Prabhupada mentions here, one should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. So in that prayer, it mentions that just like we worship the deity, deity is a visible form of the Lord, that we should consider the holy name also like a deity, only it's, that it's also the Lord, but it's an audible form. One, you hear the Lord, and one, you see the Lord. And of the two, the hearing form is more merciful. And you can have a personal relationship with the holy name. You can, if you commit offense, if you do want to break one of the 10 offenses, you can pray, "My dear holy name, please forgive me for committing this offense. Have your mercy on me. you can, Prabhupada mentions, you can actually pray to the holy name. And there are special prayers. If you don't know what to pray, then there are prayers composed by our acharyas to the holy name. It may be a new concept that a vibration is a person. But in Krishna consciousness, there's a lot of far out things. And Krishna, he can appear to us in the form of the holy name, or in the form of a deity, in the form of the book. It's also book avatar. So, part of our chanting, I want you to chant this time, try to chant in a personal way, remembering that the holy name is Krishna. When the, you help me, Maharaj, hear the japa? So then, when we come by you, then just stand up, so, because I've got a bad back of it to bend over. And we'll listen to your japa.